Hello everyone, this is Omar and welcome to my station. Today, what I'm going to talk about is something that I've been learning, which I actually talked about the other day, sort of. The other day, when I was mentioning relationships, I was talking about how a lot of our decisions and what drives us to do a lot of things that we do throughout life and in relationships comes down to our basic instincts as humans, evolutionary, as one, for reproduction reasons, and two, for survival. But what I've been learning is that there's two main, I guess, cultural myths, like human cultural myths, which if they don't change, nothing else will change, because these myths are what inform our ethics, and these ethics are what create our behaviors. And so what the first myth is that the myth of original sin, where we think of ourselves as inherently evil, where we think of human beings as inherently evil, and where we think that, oh, we're born that way. And the second one, the second myth, is arising out of the first one, and this is the idea of that the fittest is who survives, the survival of the fittest. In terms of evolution, is the people that, this it kind of relates to what I was just saying earlier, the reproduction and survival of the fittest. Now, the second myth, the fittest one, is that it has the inherent idea that one of us has to be strong, that some of us are strong while some of us are weak, and that when it comes down to helping others, when it really, really comes down to it, and it's between me and between you, I'm going to end up helping myself rather than others, and that I will let others die. And we some of us call this like our basic instinct, which is our survival instinct. And this has formed a lot of our societal ethic, and it's formed a lot of our group behavior. But what I'm learning is that our basic instinct is not survival, but it is fairness, oneness, and love. Otherwise, does it really make sense for us to instinctively save a child from falling, or a man from drowning, or anyone from anything? We would never move instinctively to do anything like that. But when we actually allow ourselves to act on these basic instincts and display our basic nature, we don't think about what we're doing. And this is exactly how we behave. We behave out of fairness, out of oneness, and out of love. The biggest one is out of love. You're not going to insistently save a child from getting hit by a car because you care about yourself. It's out of love. It's out of fairness. It's out of oneness. It's out of the idea of oneness, is believing that we are all one, not that we are all separate, that we are all unified, not we are all each separate individual things. My favorite quote, which I believe I've mentioned on here, right now my favorite quote is think at the level of the body, but act at the level of the cell. And that's considering that we're all cells within the same body, and if one of us wins, we all win. Instead of thinking that one of us is strong and the other is weak, we all have our different strengths, and if one of us wins, the other also wins. There's no wins and losing, unless there's competition and comparison. And it's competition and comparison if you don't think of all of us as one. If you think that we're all out there trying to compete to each other to survive, but there's no competition. I really believe that's an illusion, because there's enough resources to go around on this earth. And to really believe these two cultural myths, which is one, that we're evil, and two, that that is the fittest to survive, it's insanity. It doesn't help us. It's now beyond that. In terms of fairness, I want to talk about fairness, because I think what people equate, they try to make fairness into equality, and that's not what it is. It's not about sameness. It's about having equal opportunity. Equal opportunity is fairness, not everybody being equal. And So to wrap up that last little bit, or that last like 5 minutes, our instinct as being people that are of love, fairness, and oneness, and instinctively saving people from drowning or anyone from anything, this proves two things. It proves that the original sin, the idea of original sin, the idea that our basic nature is evil, is false, is a myth. So that's the first cultural myth. The second one is that survival of the fittest. Third, it doesn't make sense. If survival of the fittest, you wouldn't try to save a child and endanger yourself if you really cared about survival of the fittest. It doesn't make sense, right? And so what I was getting into at the end of the last segment is fairness. And if we create a society where people are equal, it is one, it's impossible, and two, it's not desirable, because this works against what we want. Because what we want is to express our uniqueness, and our uniqueness is gonna be unique. We're all gonna appear different to each other. We're all gonna have different passions in life. Now, what we want, what fairness is about, is equal opportunity, where we don't have to beg for basic survival needs. Anybody around the world should not be begging for basic survival needs. Everybody should have equal opportunity to have food, to have shelter, to have all of that, and then have equal opportunity and freedom of opportunity to become the person that they wish to be, the person that they believe themselves as, who they are. Self-survival should not be an issue in this type of society that I really would like and would hope that we develop, all of us together, sooner rather than later. And this allows people to pursue self-development and pursue self-creation rather than worry about self-survival. And so this is the ideas of cultural myths. Let me know what you think. I'm going to keep this segment today short, and we'll dive into other topics on a later date. And yeah, if you're on Anchor, call in, let me know what your thoughts are, or hit that discussion button on the screen. If you're on iTunes or Google Play Music, subscribe, hit me up with an email at theomaromran@gmail.com. Just let me know what your thoughts are and what you're thinking of the podcast. Or if you're viewing this off of a Facebook link or an Instagram link, just comment, DM me on either of these platforms, and I'd love to have a chat with you on either of these things. Much love. Favorite if you're on Anchor. And yeah, take care. Thank you very much for tuning in.